Good evening, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're so grateful that you have joined us tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Apostle Clary. I've been wondering what was going on. No one had called in.
This is Pam, Apostle Clary.
Hey, Pam. I don't know what Tina just hung up. So I've been sitting on the line for about 3 minutes, and nobody had came on the line, so I was just inboxing to see what was going on.
Yes, I had me on hold.
Okay, what I do is block, mute the line until time for someone to say something. So maybe Tina will be calling back in. Dr. Tina will be calling back in just a minute. She's probably trying to call. Last week we had difficulties, I'm telling you, but once we got... Okay, come back in. Hold on just a moment. Yeah, last week we had all kind of difficulties.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
I'm still here, Dr. Clary.
Okay. Do you have the flyer, Pam?
No, ma'am. I can pull it up. I'll send
Facebook. If you would share these, I try to get people to come on the line and share it.
Okay.
Maybe she'll be back on the line in a minute. I know it's just unusual because, you know, I always have people on my calls.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there she is. Hold on.
I thought y'all had already finished, and I missed
Hello.
It, but I went back and looked at the flyers.
Hello.
Hi. I've been on for 15 minutes of what was happening. I was trying to find out what was going on, and now you know it's already recording, so we still got to move on. So
That's okay. We on, so that's what counts.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start. Now, we're so grateful. Again, we have been having technical difficulties for the last 2 weeks, but God still got the glory out of last week because the call was awesome. We're asking everyone that's on the line, if you would share the flyer to let them know that we are online and we need them to come online. We see people share the flyer today. So we are so excited. Even if, you know, there's still difficulties, we still can share the audio when we finish. So we're so excited about what God is. We had a beautiful, beautiful call last week on the radio broadcast. So, Dr. Kippen, we thank you again. Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, this is Dr. Tina. I am absolutely great. Thank you so much for being with me. You know what? This is just the enemy. We be on the internet all week long with no issues. And it's
right. Right. But the- we know that the enemy is mad. We know he's mad.
We've been called to do.
You are breaking strongholds. The spiritual warfare on people's lives is being broken from last week from the young man that
yes,
called
Lord.
In, and how you know he came through last week. So we're excited. We know that the enemy is mad because since you've been online, you've gotten into an accident. You have a brace on
Ooh.
Your neck and on your back. So we know that the enemy was trying to take you out even at that very moment, but we're excited. We want you to go ahead and start, and we're going to be going back and forth, letting people know that we're online so that they are, you know, as they go through their feed, they'll see us. So you are at liberty to go forth. Hello?
Are you there?
We hear you now.
Okay, awesome. I was just saying how much I love you and I appreciate you, and I thank you so very kindly. I think this week we were commissioned to talk about PK Kids.
Yes.
And in the pews, we called it I See You Now.
Yes.
Because I guess we were chatting about and we wanted to share with the people out there who have logged on or who will log on or who will hear this, that, you know, it's okay. I've been hearing a lot about church stuff, church people, church stuff, woundedness in the church, going to church, getting what you need, not getting what you need, being broken, sitting in them pews. And I just wanted to encourage somebody today that
yes.
As a PK kid, you know, that's what they call us, PK kids, preacher's kids. You know, they call us the worst of the worst. You know, even today, you mentioned that you're a PK kid, and they'll be like, ooh, child, I know you had a time, didn't you? I know you were something else growing up. Like, you know, where did that come from? I have no idea where that came from. But the reality of it is that people place demands on preachers' children that are unrealistic, and it needs to stop. Because preachers' children are no different than anybody else's children. They're all
right.
children. And we have experiences and issues and, you know, we have growth concerns like everybody else do. Like everyone else grows up, every child, every adolescent, every young adult, every adult. You know, just because you're a PK kid, it makes your life no different. It should not make your life no different than the next man, but it does. It really does, because people place expectations on people's children, on preachers' children, that are just so unrealistic. I remember growing up, and I kind of was the rebel in my family, and so it was not hard for me to get people up off of me.
Yeah.
And so as a PK kid, you know, people expect for you to be perfect. You know, you should be the good little girl in church, and you should be the one that everyone should be able to hold up and see, I want my daughter to be like that. That is the perfect little girl right there because she's the bishop's child or she's the pastor's child or she's the apostle's child. They should be perfect little examples. And what they didn't know, that as they continue to place those ideologies on children that are so unrealistic, it causes a domino effect for the negative. Because,
yes.
And I, you know what, Apostle, I think that those same demands are placed on the woman or the man of God that people look at their anointing and their gift and they expect them to be God, when in actuality it is the word of God. It's the light that's in them that draws people to them, and that light is God. It ain't me. It's not because I'm so fine or I'm so sexy, although I am, that people are drawn to me because of me. It ain't me. It's the light. It's the anointing that's in me. And I had to learn. I had to learn that. And it took a lot for me to learn that. And I don't think it's no different for any other woman or man of God, because, you know, these are gifts that's been given to us. And it's not because we was in that line coming to this planet and God said, you know, you so good. You so good. You so perfect. I'm going to give you this gift. No, gifts come without repentance. And it's not because I'm so good that I'm anointed, or that I'm so fine that I'm anointed, or that I'm so awesome or wonderful or great. It ain't had nothing to do with me. And so when people place these demands on the woman of God or the man of God or the children of the woman or man of God, it's so unrealistic and it's so unfair. It's so unfair. And I think at this day and age, like when we go to church now, I think it's becoming more and more realistic because we live in a different time today than when I grew up. I'm 53. Don't hate me because I'm gorgeous, people out there in radio land. But I am. And so I've been coming through this a long time. And so I've had a long time to learn this. But I think now the expectations that have been placed on the woman or the man of God is being placed on the people in the pews. And it's so unfortunate because when you come to church and because you've been coming to church for a while, you know the word, you've learned the word, you sat up under your woman or your man of God, and you've been studying the word. And so people will look at you on your job, in your community, around your network, like, you know, you go to church, girl, you're a Christian, you got it all together, you this and you that. And baby, you sit up in them pews just as broken, just as toe down as the next man, hiding behind your Bible. And I just wanted to say today that the clarion call is, if you are broken, be broke, honey, and allow God to heal you in your brokenness. Stop coming to church with your Donna Karen suits on and your stilettos with your red bottoms and all your fabulous makeup, and you sitting in them pews and you are broken. Don't do it. God loves you beyond what your experiences are. Whatever it is that you're going through, ain't nothing too hard for God. And so it just wounds my heart to be going to church and looking out over the pews and seeing all the brokenness. And people won't allow God to get in there and do surgery in there. And I'm talking for real surgery. Yeah. Not that, you know, patty cake, hallelujah, bless you, and you not came to church because he beat you last night. Or you was raped the week before and you're sitting on the pews and the person next to you don't even know you're broken. Or you come into church and you just don't, you on your last leg and don't nobody even know it. And you sit right next to somebody who's supposed to be so anointed with so much discernment. And you sitting there and you holding somebody else's hand and you won't even allow God to do surgery in your life. I'm telling you, it's time out for that foolishness. I'm telling you. Yes. And I'm calling it foolishness because I've been there. Been there, done that. Sitting up in them pews, trying to get a word from God, just as toe down and broken as the next person on the street. The church is supposed to be a hospital for broken folk. That's the place that you're supposed to be able to come to get healing and restoration and deliverance. That's the place that you're supposed to be able to come to. We done made this thing like we're going to a concert. You're coming up in there all fabulous and cars pulling up, dropping off, picking up, and, you know, everybody in their fine regalias and, you know, I can't do it. I can't take it. I don't know how much more I can take, and I'm a PK kid. But I've just done had enough, Apostle. I've had enough of that foolishness. It don't make sense. It really don't. And I know you see it. I know you see it. As a woman of God and also coming to church and wanting our God to do surgery, I know you see it.
Yes. And also, you know, it's so important, Dr. Tiffin, because even our children have been so wounded. You know, my kids, like, I want to hear one of them. They say, I want to hear the preacher. I want him. Because, you know, of all the stuff that's going on and the stuff that, even the PK kids had to experience, you know, being in the church, you know, and seeing all kind of things. So I'm so glad that you are dealing with this and you are about to help expose some things so that people may get healed.
You know what? Listen, as a PK kid, this thing is serious, okay? Because what people think that they know about what goes on in the church, you got to remember, people out there, you got to remember, the people that go to church, they're the same people that's in the world. They're the same people that you drive by, the same people that are in your communities, the same people that work at the jail, at the grocery store. It's the same people that work at the car lot, in the corporate. We are the same people that come together in a corporate setting to try to worship and allow God to do surgery in us and speak to our heart. But, baby, the reality of it is no different than being out in the world. See, the man of God and the woman of God, we ain't perfect. We're not perfect. And because we're not perfect, we fall down. We fall down.
Yeah.
And even in our falling, if the man or the woman of God have extramarital affairs or have a child outside of the marriage, or it breaks the people in the church. It breaks them down. Because what people do is people keep their eyes on the man or the woman of God, when in actuality, we need to be keeping our eyes on God. Because you know what, Apostle? I will fail you.
Yeah.
I will make a mistake. I will let you down. I will disappoint you in my humanity. I will do that because I'm human. I will do that. Now, do I try to live according to the word? Absolutely. Do I always make it? Absolutely not. And so what I have found out over my years, especially being a PK kid, and Lord rest my father, because my father just died. And let me put out this misnomer before I start talking about my own personal life. I love my daddy. You hear me? My daddy was who God saw fit to bring me into this world by. And he was my daddy. But he was also a man. He was a man who had done some things and experienced some things in life that tore me to pieces. Because I saw him as the man of God, and people, when I tell you people love my daddy was a charismatic, that's where I get it from. He had this charismatic ability about himself that was so magnetic. His anointing was so freaking powerful. I still don't know if he really realized how powerful his anointing was. People flocked to my daddy all my life. But what I saw was something a little different that most folk didn't see. All the women and all the different tricks and all the different things that people would never get to see as and when they're looking at the man of God, because they're looking at him and they think he's perfect, but he's not. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And so children get to see in the church fornication, manipulation, lying, stealing, cheating, trickery, hoeing. We get to see all of that as PK kids. Why? Because we up in it. We up close and personal, and we get to see it. But when you're up in there close, and I ain't talking about your bishop. Don't, I don't want people to take this and my bishop is perfect. I know she's not talking about my bishop. We're putting just labels on, allowing people to be human in the church and not cause them to be someone that you're looking at that you allow to cause you to fall because you're looking at man. You know, these things go on. You think hoeing don't go on in the church? It does, because I was a hoe in the church. You think drugs and alcohol ain't going on in the church? It is. You think it ain't going on with the deacon and the bishop and the minister of music? You think it ain't? It is. So what goes on in the world, it goes on in the church. Why? Because the people in the world go to church.
Ooh,
and why
good.
We go to church is because we're trying to get it together. It took me a long time to get it together, but I was going to church getting it together at the same time. So all the stuff that you think ain't going on up in there, it is, baby. So when you find out about it, don't allow it to break your spirit. Really don't. Just pray. I need people talking about me when I come to church. Look at her. She should have stayed out there. Her dresses are still too short. She's coming up in here like she's not coming right off the street. I need what I needed. I need a mother, which I had. I need a mother to come by and just love me. I need her to come by and love me. And that's how she did me, Apostle. She came by, she hugged me, and she took a what I know today is a lap cloth, and she put it around my lap. And she said, baby, we want the preachers to stay saved today. And that's all she did. And she loved on me. And, girl, I love that about her. But you know what everyone else was doing, whispering in the background? See, that kind of stuff goes on in church still today.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of a bunch of foolishness, a bunch of committees, a bunch of things that are just absolutely insane? Go to church. Get on one of them boards. You will see how saved you really are. It will test you. And I'm not saying that as a beat down for the church. I want you to know that it is a place that we all need to be going to get healing. But what you're going to find is that whatever it is in you that need to be worked on, it will surface in the church. And you can't be running. You can't be running because you find out the minister over the prayer meeting had a baby outside of his marriage. You can't run because that's between him and God and man. And so if he repents before man and God, then folk, leave it alone. Leave it alone. We're some of the most condemning people that we want to call ourselves church folk. That's been my experience. That may not be your experience out there, somebody out there listening. You may be able to go to church and be loved on and be able to work through your stuff, and everybody up in there is just saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and everybody is perfect. Ain't nobody got no issues. Ain't nobody lying. Ain't nobody tricking. Ain't nobody manipulating. Ain't nobody got no negative thoughts. You might be a part of that perfect church, but I ain't been to damn one of those. I ain't been to one. And so what I'm finding today and what I want you to know is that because I want you to go, I want you to be a part of a body that's going to teach you, that is going to really help you understand the word, that is going to really usher you into the arms of the Lord. But I also want you to know that you are around believers who are people just like you. And whatever it is that you're going through, whoever it is that you are, whoever it is that we're talking to, however it is that you're hurting, you got to take your eye off of man, because man would disappoint you. Baby, you got to keep your eye on God, because I'm telling you from what I know. I ain't telling you what I heard. And I've been in churches all over the globe, not just here in Atlanta, not in Florida, not in Baltimore, not in Chicago, not in Charlotte. I'm talking the globe. You know what I found that is consistent? People will be people.
Yes.
And it leaves people wounded. I'm a pre-K kid, but I'm also licensed and ordained. So that means my children are pre-K kids. My children had it hard. My children had it hard. Okay, folks are looking at their mama, and she is teaching and, you know, ushering people to God, but they're looking at the frailties in me. And then they're looking at my kids.
Yeah.
Look at her kids. They smoking weed and they doing all this. They ain't right. Them children ain't right. Them children ought not to even be going to church. I don't even know why they go to church. Who does that? Who says that about a child? Wounded people. People that don't know the word, people that don't have it in their heart, people that God is still dealing with, people that God is still working with, just like he worked with us. Honey, he's still working with me. You know, I called you today, Apostle. I thought that somebody was messing with you. I was like, girl, I'm about to snatch this neck break off. Don't do me. God is still dealing with us.
Yes.
He really is. And so if that's you out there and you're struggling with going to church, maybe church is a relationship between you and God, and you should be able to go to a corporate building where people worship together and be able to be loved on. But the reality of it is it may not happen for you, because it did not happen for me. It didn't.
Wow.
It didn't happen for me. And so, unfortunately, until I started to get a little bit more mature in the Word, and God started sending people to me to help me really understand what it means, I need to understand me according to the word. Because, see, going into a corporate building, a corporate structure, a corporate institution like that, and you're broken, you know, people got a way of just keeping you broke down. They really do. People got a way of, you know, if you're a cusser like I was going to church, people got a way of having you still cussing folk out in church. And it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy, and it ain't God. But unfortunately, it happens, and it's still happening. I'm talking to women and men right today going to church, struggling in their marriage, struggling with substance abuse, struggling with infidelity, struggling. And you go into church, and you can't get no relief. You know, Apostle, we got to do better.
Yes.
We got to do better in this land. We got to do better in this land. It breaks my heart. We got to do better in this land. I know how long it took me to get to a point that I need to keep my eye on God and not man. It took me a long time to get there. And the people that are in church that are sitting on the pews, I see you, baby. I see you. I see you silently wiping your tears away. I see you. I see you silently getting choked, sitting in them pews, feeling all alone in the midst of a crowd. And I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like. It's a sad commentation to be able to know that we have this going on, especially in this day. And, you know, we're living in the last days, and it's going to get worse. It is. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse for a whole lot of us before it get better. But Apostle, I declare that as we continue to grow and mature and, you know, kind of, because, I don't know about you, but I know that I still struggle with the relationship with my children when it comes to church. Because I can't get none of them to go to church. Well, I won't say that because my daughter is, I have one of my daughters who really it's in her heart to go because it really concerns me about my grandkids. My grandkids need to know Jesus loves me, this I know. My grandkids need to know the little Bible, little songs and the little Bible sayings, and they need to be able to know. Nana can't do it all. I'm already got eight of them. I'll be having church with just my kids. So I need my children to do for their kids what I did for them. Let me tell you something. I was in this car accident that almost took us away from here if it had not been for God. And let me tell you something, my daughters begin to call on.
Come on.
So, see, I know it's in my children. I know it's in them. I need it in my grandkids. And because my children have been wounded, my grandkids are not going to church. That bothers me. And so I got them in Texas. I got grandkids in Chicago. I got grandkids in, if it was up to me, I'd be going around like Mother Hubbard, picking them all up, taking them to church. But I can't do that. Yes. I can't do that. Nor am I going to do that because they're not my kids. I'm not going to do that. I know I can hear them now. Well, you are Nana or Grandma, and you supposed. No, I ain't. My children are grown. And I will not allow the devil to make me feel like I got to take my grandchildren and make them mine. Nope, not going to do that. But they're going to get them some Jesus when they see that, when they be with their Nana. They're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to sing and we're going to pray. And right now, when they listen to the gospel music on the radio, they know how to throw their hands up and hallelujah. And I'm talking about 3, 4, 5, and 6. That's Nana. But I need, my children have been wounded. My children have been broken, and they have been wounded, and they're not taking them to church. That's what church folk do for you, and it's wrong. And it don't even make no sense.
Yes.
It don't make no sense. So people of God, that if you go to church, I need y'all, look, if it's not you, then don't take it. Don't wear this if it's not you. So don't be sitting at home, listen to us on the radio. I dare her talk about, if it ain't you, baby, just go and push it to the side. But I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes.
I'm talking to somebody. And I need you to stop it. Because people come to a church, a mosque, a temple. They come there because they need something. And we got to stop running folk away with our own inadequacies.
Oh,
you know, find out what it is that you need, and you get that. And let the next man get what it is that he needs. And stop running folk away. I know what it's like to be a part of an institution And let me tell you something. I was a part of a church. Huge. Huge church. But it was 4 or 5 leaders that as much as people would come and join this church, it had 4 or 5 what I call little devils in the way. People would be, it was like a revolving door. Like a revolving door. And it was like, I'm like, what is going on here? And I discovered people are not going to be coming to an institution forever or for long, and they're not coming to be able to get what they need. Not folk that are looking for a home. And unfortunately, people that are looking for a home, when they come and can't find it, then they stop going. They ain't going. That's where my kids are. Man, mama, I ain't dealing with that foolishness.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you said something so significant, and that is, you know, people will stop coming to church. And we find that so much, you know. There used to be churches that was having three or four services on a Sunday.
Oh,
you know,
God,
they had the 8 o'clock, at the 10 o'clock. But now, you know, and you know, about a year ago, I remember even Bishop Jake, you know, he was having all those surgery and on the services, and it got to the place where people just stopped coming to church. You know, they say I'd rather stay home and look at TV. You know, Christian TV.
Then to go.
They can't get hurt on TV. And so now they stay home, they watch services on TV, they tithe on TV, they send their seeds on TV. And so the pews are getting empty because it's not the church that's hurting the people, it's the people that are hurting the people.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why it's the people about being broken now. And so I just want to share that, just that little place. So, you know, the churches are getting empty because the people are wounding the people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It is the people that are hurting the people. And so it's easy to be hurt and wounded and broken. It's much easier to be throwing darts outside of yourself than for you to be looking inside of yourself. And so when people as a body, as a group, and you are going to this one location, and the folk that hurt the most are the ones that throw the most darts. They're the ones that talk about the people the most. They're the ones that lash out the most. They're the ones that say the meanest and the nastiest things to people the most. They're the ones that are broken the most. They are. Trust what I tell you. And so I was telling you about this body that I was belonged to one time, and they just had these, you know, maybe 4 or 5 folk that was just so mean to people. You know, you come in and you got to meet this person because you got to fill out the new member stuff, and just people just so nasty. Just how wrong is it? I mean, what does it take for somebody to be kind? You know, for somebody to be thoughtful, for somebody to be, you know, caring and concerning to your needs, especially when it comes to going to church. If I can't go to church in my brokenness and feel loved, then guess what? You're absolutely right. I might as well keep my tail at the house. Because if in my brokenness, that means that I'm not there. So if I got to come to church and I got to cuss and fight and trip and do all this foolishness that I'm not trying to do, and I got to do that coming to church, what is the point? Why must I come? And so people, we have people who need to be able to come corporately with us. And so we need y'all to get it together, church folk, saints. You got to stop it with the foolishness. Allow yourself to be healed by God so that you can be an instrument and a vessel used by God so that you can draw men unto you so that they can get some God. Because people are hurting, dying, and leaving this world without God. Now, let me give you this example. As an individual, you do not want to get to heaven. I need y'all to, let me see if I can. Y'all go with me for a second. I need you to stand, like, next to a podium. Just close your eyes for a moment. And I need you to stand in front of a podium. Imagine you're standing in front of at the church. You're standing in front of the I don't know if they call it the preacher stand. You're standing in front of the podium, but only behind the podium is Jesus. Go with me now. You're standing in front of the podium, and Jesus asks you, my child, look out there. I want you to look up, and I want you to see, as far as your eye can see, look at all the beautiful people. Look at them. Look at all these people. Jesus is saying, saint, look at them. Look at all these wonderful, wonderful souls. And then he turns around, and he looks at you, and he says, they're lost because you never did what I told you to do in your life, and they're lost because of you. I only ask you to love on them. I only ask you to give them a hug. I only ask you to say good morning. I only ask you to say excuse me. I only ask you to say do you need anything. I only ask you to take them 2 loaves of your 3 loaves of bread. I only ask you to go by and just give a $10 worth of gas. I only ask you to go by. And all of these people up here that you had the opportunity to affect in your life, you did not because of your mess, are lost. Woo-hoo, girl. No, no. We are not having that. No more. Not in my life, we're not.
Yes.
If I even think I'm hearing God to give me some instructions to do something for somebody, you best believe. You best believe we stepping that way. My kids right now getting on. My children are so grown. I'm talking about 30s. My children are so grown. Like, Mama, you always doing something for somebody. You always. But you know what, Apostle? It don't take nothing for me to do what I do. It don't. It's not draining me. See, my mission is to be obedient to God. If I think I hear him telling me to do something, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to try my best. But let me tell you something. I ain't always been here. I ain't always been right here. But thanks be to God, I do not want to be standing in front of the podium before the Father and look across as far as my eye can see people whose lives I could have touched, who crossed my path, but in my own inadequacies and insecurities and my own hatefulness and my own inability to allow myself to be broken and healed did not do it, and I kept on going. I kept on walking in this life like I had a chip on my shoulder. And when I get to the Father, listen, saint, it's time out for this. It really is. Life is too short. Life is too short. People are leaving here quicker than you can blink your eye. We got to learn how to love on people. That's what we got to do. It's about love. There are many levels in love, and most folks will never attain to the highest level in love. But we got to do better. We got to do better because our children are suffering, our grandchildren are suffering, and for generations to come, they will suffer if we don't get it together. I'm just hoping, Apostle, I'm just hoping that we get it together as a body.
Yes. Yes.
Because we can't sit at home watching TBN in our own lives and still not allowing ourselves to have God to get in there and do surgery in our lives. Yeah, we sit at home watching TBN and it's great. Oh, hallelujah, that was a wonderful service, and you done gone on about your wretched life, and ain't nothing changed. That ain't God. Well, don't be offended because I said your wretched life. I know I hear you. Somebody's sitting on the couch right now. No, she didn't say to my wretched life. Ain't no wretched about my life. You the one I'm talking to. Call me. Let's talk about it. I'm okay. I can handle it because I want you to be healed. I want you to be free. I want you to be loving. I want you to be kind. I want you to have all that God has for you in this life. Call me right now. Call me. Let's talk about it. I want you to be saved. I want you to be full of love and joy and peace, and I want you to have harmony, and I want you to have confidence, and I want you to be able to walk with the boldness of Christ, and I want you to be timid and broken and crying and tiptoeing around and putting makeup on because he punched you in your eye. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to be drinking to get up and drinking to go to bed or taking a pill to wake up or taking a pill to go. I want you to be free. Baby, I don't know nothing else to tell you. I promise you I don't, because I done all that and then some. I want you to be free. To be able to get up and move around and be free, and it is available to you. You don't have to live your life like that. You don't. You don't have to walk around and be broken. You don't have to walk around and be a dartboard for people who chooses not to be free. You don't. Call us. Let's talk about it. Apostle, are the lines open? Are you there, my sister? Hello?
Yeah. I had it on mute.
Oh,
my
okay.
phone on mute. Keep from entertaining the
oh,
background.
That's okay.
I can mute, unmute the line, so if anybody have any questions or any comments for Dr. Pippins, I'm unmuting the line right now, and you will be at liberty if you have comments or questions now. The lines are unmuted. Do anyone
anybody
have
out
anything?
There want to talk to me? Come on, talk to me.
I just want to say thank you. So much for the information on PK Kids, because I'm a preacher, and for you to give the testimony about what our children do and how people look at you with what your children do, it really helped me, because I'm going through something with my son, and I'm like, Lord, where are you? But I won't give my son to the devil. I will refuse to let the enemy have him. And
that's
sometimes
right.
It feels embarrassing for me to know that I'm a praying woman, that I stay on my faith. And this is why the enemy is attacking me. And the people in the church, everything was just awesome. I was meant to hear this today, because you church with folks who are just cool. They have no Jesus in them. And I can understand the syndrome of the church door swinging. People join, but leaders are not realizing that. Church, these people join them, but they're not returning. Why aren't they returning?
That's right.
So.
That's
but
right.
I do thank you for giving those words. I thank you for encouraging me, because I am a PK kid, and then I am a preacher now. So it's totally, you know.
Praise God.
We expect as people, we truly expect for things to be easy, because that's what society has said. But people don't
that's
understand
right.
that as when you become preacher and you truly are called by God, you have
yes,
some
Lord.
Trials and tribulations. And even though
Woo!
Now I'm in a storm, but I learned to trust God in my storm. And everybody can say, you're supposed to be down and out, but God won't even let me cry about what's going on in my life. He has allowed
Hallelujah.
Me peace. When he told me, he said, you gave that boy to me when he was a baby, give him to me now as a man, and let me
Woo!
Deal with it.
You better
and
speak,
just,
girl. Now you speak in my language. Amen.
Yes, hear you,
absolutely.
Doctor, this was just on time. This is something that
I'm
needs
so
to be
glad.
Bottled and given to folks, instead of people going looking for somebody to give them a quick fix and a quick word. Because people don't recognize that folks are doing a revolving door. Because then I got to the point, you know, you just pushed me into another area, because I was doing Bedside Baptist. People say, you going to church?
Praise
I said, yeah, Bedside Baptist. I get on the internet
okay.
and listen to the people preach. I say, listen here, that means I don't have to be bothered with the foolery. But
there
to hear you,
you
tonight, I realize that I need to be in the midst of the foolery, because God got to have some
that's
strong
right.
warriors in there to pull the foolery out of the church.
That's right.
Worship
that's
can't
right.
go forth until you have some strong folks in there to pull it out. But you can't get.
That's right.
I told my daughter this, you can't get compelled and complacent with what people are doing. Because people,
that's
and
right.
that's what happened with me. I got caught up in so many ministries that it would overwhelm me, and then when seeing people do the things that they do that was not godly and talk the way they talk and not help the people the way they're supposed to help them, it broke me. It broke me.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Because, you know, Lord had to tell me, this lady just chastised me. She was just going off yesterday about what I was going through. And the Lord spoke to me clearly, and he said, I didn't give her permission to chastise you. I gave people permission to love people in their brokenness. If we can't love each other in our brokenness, how can we love God? I'm through talking
and
out
how can
of
we love,
my mouth.
How
beard.
Can we love the sinner? Baby, listen, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate you. I love you, and trust me, I'm so grateful to God. Because any time that Apostle allows me to open my mouth on her Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to say what it is that God said for me. I don't mean to offend nobody. I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't. But I do intend to call it like I see it. I intend to call it like God has shown me, and I intend to call it like God has allowed me to live. God bless you, woman of God, and God bless your son. And you know what? My children, girl, look here. When I lived in Tallahassee, I ended up watching my son on the 5 o'clock news. Did nobody call me? I'm talking when he was a kid, when he was a teenager, on the 5 o'clock news. I'm working in prisons. I'm serving on boards. I'm at church, I'm in the pulpit, and on the 5 o'clock news. And I tell you, there was nothing but ridicule. Do you hear me? ridicule. So trust me when I tell you, Dr. Tina, understand. But you, baby, you keep your eyes on God, because just like God delivered you and kept you, he gonna do that boy. Because whatever it is that God got for that boy to do, he needs these experiences. And what we have to do as mothers is we have to turn them over and really lead them to God. Because just this is where I'm at. Because I'm dealing with the same thing right now with my 25-year-old weed-smoking, talking energy kind of kid. I got to turn that boy over to God. And just like God had to do and deal with me, that I had to go down all these different roads with being in prostitution and crack and lying and selling dope and working at the strip club and being raped and molested. I had to go through all of that to get to here. Whatever God got to do to my kids, I say, so be it, Father. Please, God, spare their life. Don't allow the enemy to take them from here before they get to serve you. That's my prayer. And so, baby, I commend you. I bless you, and I encourage you. You stay. You keep your eyes on God. You keep your eyes on God. God got your baby. He got your baby just like he had you. It is, Apostle, ain't it sad? Ain't it sad that we can't even go to church as mothers, as preachers, as ministers, as leaders, just as a worker with some stuff going on in our family and get some encouragement, get some kind of groups around us and get some folks to come over like Big Mama and them used to do. It be some of them folks in the yard bringing pies and what they call it, stuff, preserves and, you know, corn and stuff that they grow, and they just come over and just love on people. What happened to that?
Jesus.
Yes.
Anybody else on the line?
Yeah.
Who else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
We're
here. Come on, talk to me. What you got?
Yes, we have other people on the line. Do anyone have anything?
Nope. Yes. It's
well,
okay. It's all right.
We do have people on the line, and we're so grateful for everything that's been done and said. We dealt with brokenness and some of the other things, wives, be the alcohol and drugs. We talked about that, homemongers and lying. So maybe we didn't get come on your row or your street right then, but maybe, you know, we have at least 10 more minutes that Dr. Pippen is going to be sharing with us. She's going to be sharing with us for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll open up the lines again if to see if anybody have anything that they would like to comments or questions.
Let's as the last caller just called in, because I want to encourage y'all. I don't want to discourage you about church. I don't, because
right.
I go to church. I want to go to church more. So let me testify. I don't go every Sunday. I don't. My spiritual father is in Tallahassee, and I have one in Atlanta. So I have daddies. I know that I should be going every week, let's say, but I don't. And so, because for me, I have to breathe through a lot of this foolishness, because I still get it. I don't care where I go. I don't care where I go. I have never gone to a church where I did not have to be dealt with some kind of foolery. What you call it, Apostle? Foolery? Foolery.
Yes. Foolery. Yes. Yes.
Without some type of foolery. But like the last caller said, there got to be saints up in these places so that we'll be able to pray together, so that we'll be able to bring down some of these strongholds that are in these buildings, that are in these churches, where people are who are really seeking and searching out for God. But can I just testify? I don't go every week. I don't. For my own sanity, for my own foolery to stay in check, because I know me. I know that God is still working with me. I know that he's still dealing with me. He's still dealing and healing me. And so if I keep going and I keep going and I keep going and I keep getting broken and I keep getting broken and I keep getting broken, I need a reprieve. Can I just testify? I need a reprieve. I'm not going to keep coming, and I keep getting built up and get built up. Because it only takes one person to throw a stone to shatter a glass.
Yes.
And so I'm not bulletproof right now. I love God. I know God. He covers. He protects. I have him all over me. There's still a part of me that people can get to if that's all I'm doing is folks are throwing darts at me. So today, I choose not to be going to church cussing folk out because you're messing with me. I don't choose that today. So if I'm coming to your church and you are being ignorant and mean and nasty and you're throwing darts, I can't do you. I can't. And I won't. So leaders, I hope this is a clarion call. You need to get your churches under check. You need to get them in church in check because you don't have folk who come in that are not saints who are lost because them folk ain't staying. Folk in the street that's trying to come to the church to find God, they ain't going to stay with you when they coming up and have that foolishness. We want you to be able to hold on to your saints that are there, the people who already have come and given them lives to Christ. You got to be able to hold on to them, to the ones you got. So I'm going to encourage church leaders, you know, do some leadership. Do some leadership training.
Yeah.
You know, do some leadership training. Do some ministerial alliance training. You know, make sure that your usher board and the people who are coming through to meet the people first, make sure that your welcoming person and, you know, the people who are coming through handing out little, you know, what's your name and, you know, how are you today, baby? And, you know, make sure that all them people got the spirit of love on them. Make sure that they're operating in their gift to be able to love on people who coming up in there. Nobody want to be coming to your church and I'm looking for an envelope. She's like, you want one? What? I could have stayed at home and got that. Or I'm coming up into your church and I can't find not nobody to give me a hug and I got tears running down my face. What?
God, yes.
It's time out for that foolishness. Do some training, preacher, leader, bishop, apostle. Do some training because people are flocking. They're flocking to the churches, but they are not staying. They're not. I've been in church all my life. All my life. And I still want to go, but I ain't staying in your church and I don't run into nasty folk. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I know where I can go and get love, and I got to go there to go get it. But if I'm visiting you and I ain't going to keep coming to you. See, because I fly now. So I'm all over the world. So I get an opportunity to go visit all kind of churches. I'm just going to wait and go back to the house. Because if I come to your church and I can't even get a good morning and it's 3,000 folk up in there, something wrong with something wrong with your establishment. And if I'm walking in your church and there's 20 folks in there and I can't get a good morning, welcome to the house of the Lord. What? I'm not coming back because something wrong. And so if I'm saying that and I've been in church all my life, what do you think the person that who you really supposed to be going after, what do you think they're going to say? How you think they're going to feel? I don't want to be going through that. This is the 21st century. It's a new day, and we got to go get the folk. I have no doubt that you have the ability to go get them, but can you keep them?
Woo.
Oh. So I just encourage, you know, I just want to encourage our people. I want to encourage our leaders that, you know, we got work to do. We really do. We got work to do. Because it's about love. It is about love. People need to be loved on, and they need to be loved on according to God's love, not man's love. Because you can do a million things and introduce God to people. They don't need your Bible for you to show them God. Don't be going down to see a group of people that's living in the woods, and you going with a box full of Bibles. Take them people some chicken. Them people some toilet paper or some napkins or some T-shirts or some socks or something. Don't be coming in there with a box full of Bibles and these people are homeless outside. Take them some chicken. That's God. You think it ain't? Get in your word.
Wow.
It's a new day. I'm telling you, it's a new day, and it's about love. So let's love one another. Let's love one another. That's the order of the day. If I don't say nothing else that you get in your soul, just, baby, let's love. And if you're broken and you're hurting and you need to be loved on, there is some place for you to go. There is. There's some place for you to go. And if you don't have a building that you can go to where there are other believers to get you some love, baby, I just declare in this moment that you fall down to your knees and you start crying out to God. He'll strengthen you. He will. Because his love surpasses. You can't even understand the kind of love that God has for you. You can't. He loves you. He loves you. I love you. I want you to know that I love you. And I am available and I'm not hard to find. I don't know why my girlfriend, Apostle, keeps calling me Dr. Chicken, because I never go by that name. It's Dr. Tina. That's it. That's all I use. She's been using my last name. Nobody knows me by that name.
Hey.
You want to find me? Type my name in. It's just Tina Pipkin. You looking for me? I ain't hard to find. I ain't running no more. I don't see a dope no more. I ain't shooting nobody no more. I'm not doing none of that old foolishness. Nobody else looking for me that it don't need to find me. So you looking for me? Go ahead. I'm easy to find. Need somebody to love on you? Call me. I am available for you. But I declare, I can't love you more than God. Because all I got for you is to steer you right back to him. It's love. It's all about love, y'all. And I love y'all. I'm so glad that you tuned in and that you listened. And I hope that I did not offend anybody. And if I offended you, I repent before man and God, because that was not my intention to offend you. But I want to educate you, and I want to, for those of you who are in the midst of this foolery, I need you to stop it.
Yes.
We need you to stop it. We need you to stop it. And so I'm not too big to say I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. Call me. It's okay. I can handle that. But I love y'all. I thank y'all for tuning in and listening to Apostle Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited that I get an opportunity to come and just talk. And I really want y'all to be able to talk. Just talk back to me. It's okay. If you agree or disagree, or you love it, or you hate it, or you've been encouraged, or you like been just totally blown away, it's okay. It's okay. I'm honored to be here. I thank the Lord for him allowing me to be here. The first time I was here last week, and I got in a car wreck, and three car pileup wreck, I might add, and they towed my truck up. I got beat up three times. In the same accident, I got hit three times. So I'm neck brace, back brace. Now, what we contributed to, because I was doing just fine. I ain't never had no wreck like that. Show, right? And if I come here, and as I continue to come here week after week, look, let me tell you something. I'm ordained to be in this hour. I know that. And so with that, I know the enemy be throwing darts at me. But you know what I've known and what I found out? He can't do nothing to me that God don't allow. So I ain't even worried. So if I got to wear a back brace, it ain't even about this back brace and this neck brace. Because I heard God tell me to do something that I didn't do. I know what this is about.
Come on now.
It ain't got nothing to do with what I experienced. Can I just testify for a moment?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it ain't got nothing to do with none of that. I know I heard God tell me to do something. So he done took me off my job. I can't be flying all over the world. I got to sit my tail down and do what I know he told me to do. And I'm going to repent before man and God for not doing what the Father told me to do. But I declare in this hour, I will do what he told me to do. It will be done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. So, Apostle,
yeah,
you can bring us on in, Mama. You can bring us on in.
The line is still open. I have everybody still off mute. This has been an awesome night. And everybody has been, because I've had you on mute the whole while. Normally I have to mute everybody because there's so much stuff going on in the background or the kids or something is going on, but we have not muted you since our caller was talking earlier. So we are getting ready to close down. So if you have anything, any comments, any questions that you would like to comment on or any question for Dr. Tina, you don't, okay, in a way, but
there you go.
She has actually given prescriptions and different things to that. So she have operated in that call tonight. So we thank you so much. But if you have any questions or comment, you may are at liberty. We know a lot of people are on the line. A lot of people don't like to have anything to say, but we would love to hear your comments if you have questions. So you are at liberty now to do so.
It's okay. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
You can do it. You still got a chance to do it while we're still talking. If you're trying to, you know, mess with your phones or something or your computer, you're trying to figure out how to get them undone, just go ahead and start talking. But if not, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. We'll be back next week, same time, with a different subject. And I'm grateful. Yeah, with a different topic. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope you invite somebody to come back next week. If you're online and you want to ask a question, just you can hit it to our Facebook or Instagram,
yeah,
or Twitter. You can ask the question there, and we can just, you know, put it out. You don't have to actually say anything. It's okay. You can send the questions during the week to Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Mine is Dr. Tina, the number 2, because somebody else took my name, Dr. Tina, but I'm letting them know that I am Dr. Tina 2. So it's Dr. Tina, the number 2. And you can find me on all those different social media sites. And so I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. And I'm also going to pray us out of here. And I'm just grateful to be here. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And if you have any topic or anything that you would like to hear Dr. Tina talk about next week or the following week, inbox me, Janet L. Clary, on Facebook. It's just Janet L. Clary, Janet L. Clary, so that you'll have the right one. Let's Talk About It. You can go to our Let's Talk About It group page. And we also have another group page that's called the Apostolic Prophetic Voices, so that you can get in touch with us any of those ways. Tina Pimpin on Facebook. You can inbox her yourself if you would like to talk with her. But we are here for you, and if there's a subject that you would like for us to talk about, that's what this show is called, Let's Talk About It. We deal from everything from sex to real estate on this show, stuff that people
that's
don't
right.
want to deal with. Reality, you know, reality. We're living in reality time. You know, we're dealing with our own personal demons now. We're not talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Paul, and Peter, and James, and John. But we're dealing with these issues ourselves. We're dealing with everyday issues just like you are. And we would be so happy to converse with you. Also, tell someone about the show next week, about Dr. Tina
That's
being
right.
on the show. We're so excited about what God is doing. I normally don't
Amen.
Even do the show. I've been busy, but when she was here in Tallahassee, this is what the Lord say. I have a co-host that runs the show. I'm very rarely on the show. I may pop in just to say thank you to the people that come in. But this is ordained by God for both of us to be on this line at this time.
Amen.
So we thank you. If you have prayer requests, please let us know. You know, we can keep your prayer requests before the Lord on your behalf. Both of us are intercessors. So we will continue to take on your prayer as though it's us ourselves going through what you're going through. So, Father, now, we thank you, Father, that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. We thank you, Lord God, that said in your word that you will perfect those things that concern us, that our steps are ordered by you and you delight us in our way. Father, we know that
yes,
the enemy comes to kill and he comes to destroy. but you came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord, that you are just such an awesome God, that you care for us. And in your word,
yes,
you
God.
Said if we ask for a certain thing, Lord, that you won't give us a stone. You will give us just what our heart's desire is.
Hallelujah,
Father, we thank
you, God. Thank you.
For Dr. Tina tonight, Lord, we thank you for the words that you have put in her mouth. We thank you, Lord, that her words were seasoned with salt and with grace, that she is a salt solution that we can preserve in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to cause every vertebrae and every muscle and every vessel, Lord God, the ligaments that are running from her vertebrae into her neck, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing everything back into alignment now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that healing is the children's bread, Father. And we not only ask for healing, Lord God, that she may be made whole. She understands why she goes through this tribulation. We thank you, Lord God, that you have ways, Lord God, to get our attention that nobody else can get that attention.
Hallelujah.
Like you. Father, we thank you for the divine call on her life, God. And we're thanking you, Lord God, that her purpose is being fulfilled even now. Lord God, and
yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for the repentance heart, and we thank you, Lord God, because she repent. You said that you are gracious, Lord God, to forgive her of all, Lord God, all of the things that we have not did. We thank you that, Lord God, we thank you for the callers that's on the line tonight, Lord God, that didn't think it was Robert, to be able to come and hear what the Spirit has to say to us. We thank you, Lord God, that even in your word, you say, how will we know one another? That how will we know one another? You say, it's by your love. Father, we ask you right now to be experienced. We should experience your love, Lord God, and we begin to experience the love that you gave your life for us, Lord God. When we get that revelation, Lord, that you loved us, God, so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, we shall have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
We thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life. We thank you that you shed your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that even when you rose with all power in your hand, that you ascended back into heaven, that the Holy Spirit himself would come down and he can be everything to everybody at one time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you.
Oof.
We thank you for your part.
Thank
you that you're covering everyone that's in this line and their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood. Cover their families. Cover their children. Cover their spouses. Even cover, Lord God, their children in the marketplace as they go to school. We thank you, Lord, that their children will be covered, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you have strategically, Lord God, placed teachers and principals, Lord God, and directors in that school, Lord God, that will operate in love concerning their kids. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this hour. And, Father, we know that your words say, for eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into our heart the things that you have prepared for us. Father, we thank you for this time of intimacy. We thank you for this time of sharing. And until next week, we thank you for covering us in your blood, that we will meet at this same time to be a blessing to the kingdom and the body of Christ. In Jesus Christ. Name we pray. Amen. We look forward to being with you next week. Tell somebody about it. Watch out for the new flyer so that you'll see what it is that we're going to be dealing with. And we pray that the peace of God with you. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless. We love y'all.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night, sis.
I love you, sis.
Love you. Can you put the episode up?
You got it. You got it.